Hello and welcome everyone to the Global Meditation with the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. Today on December 12th, 2023, my name is Christian. I am part of the Alchemy Ground Crew. And the other members of the Ground Crew are NLRI. She's our beautiful voice and channel. We're both here on Vancouver Island in Canada. Then there is Paula. She's in Montana. Sa'arala is in Florida, and Maria is in Germany. And now I pass you on to NLRI.
And we'd also like to say a very happy birthday to Cassandra, who is coming up this week on Saturday, December 16th. And we always wish our Heart Collective members a happy birthday. So Cassandra, happy birthday to you this coming week. All right. So I have a couple of announcements here. We've got the schedule ready for 2024, and Christian will get it up on the website very soon. And let me just see here as other people are coming in. We have a new program that the Alchemy is really excited about, as well as the rest of the guides coming through. And it's starting on January 11th. So the first month, the 11th day at 1 o'clock, all these ones, Accessing Your Divine Prosperity, the Return Journey. And this program, in all my years, the guides have never done a prosperity program. We had one workshop a little while, and schedule's already up, Christian says. And so to me, it's another signal that things are changing on the planet, because they're going to do a 6-month program, and it's twice a month, so 12 sessions. There is special pricing up until December 21st, and it's really about letting go of lack. So if you are feeling not prosperous, or if you're feeling challenges with your health or your relationship, so prosperity isn't just money. So you feel in lack in some parts of your life, then this would probably support you and assist you. And we're going to be releasing some of the anchors that are held in the etherics, as well as downloading prosperity codes and so much more. So that's available on my website, sparklesoflove.love. And I also wanted to let you know that on Saturday, December 30th, I'm doing my last one-day workshop of the year, and we're going to focus on the new energies of 2024. And the guides, I'm on vacation then, but the guides really wanted a workshop then. So I'm assuming it's going to be pretty powerful because they've asked for that date and to be able to bring through for all of us new energies and opportunities for 2024. And also over the holiday season on December 26th, it is the advanced opportunities. It's on the full moon. And that will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific, which is 7 Eastern time. And I have one more announcement here. Let me take a picture up. And Sarala, when we were in the Dominican, we worked with a beautiful jeweler. Larimar is the only place in the world you can get it, is in the Dominican Republic. And this jeweler we work with, he buys directly from the mine. So the stone is only touched by him and maybe his assistants, a couple of them, to do the cutting and polishing. He designs, cuts, polishes all the pieces. So Sarala purchased and brought some back because we thought that people might be interested in it, and because it's hard to find. And this gives you some of the other pieces. So they're a little less than the ones wrapped all in silver. These have a little jump ring on them, so you can put them on a chain. And all of them are a nice quality Larimar, and they were on the altar at the gathering. So if you are interested, you can write Sarala at the Alchemy, thealchemy88@gmail.com. And she could have some of those off for you in time for Christmas, or something for yourself. All right. So let's see what the Alchemy has for us today. And let's get started by getting connected to the light. and just see, feel, or sense as we bring in that pure source light. Beautiful. And we're going to ask everyone to consciously connect to your highest self. And for those of you that have been with us more than three times and you have your alchemy guide comes forward, so we're going to ask you to connect to your alchemy guide or your heart collective guide for the heart collective members. And just see before you this beautiful golden disc. And just feel or sense as you step upon it, it's bigger than a dinner plate and it brings you up, up, up to a beautiful field with long grasses and wildflowers and large trees on either side. Oh, there goes the energy. And at the end of this field, you'll see a beautiful quartz crystal. It's really big. It's like the size of an old oak tree. And this is the alchemy's home crystal, their energetic portal. And so they ask us all to come down around. You can walk or travel on your golden disc. And there's a platform around it, a gold platform. They want everyone to come and stand in a circle around the platform. Greetings. We are the alchemy, and on this day, it is our pleasure to be present with you. We call forth on ribbons, the one you know as Anna Larai, on Christian, on Karila and Mother Gaia, to step into the crystal, for we run our energies through these beings. Two in human form and two in light form. And see or feel now as we bring a purple ray or ribbon down through the heart of Anna Larai. And it comes through her body and out her heart and connects with each of you. And at the same time, we are bringing down a blue ray or ribbon to connect with Christian. And as it connects with his heart, he sends it out directly to each of you. And we do the same with Mother Gaia, and she receives a green ray or ribbon that connects with her, and it comes down through her heart and out to you. And finally, a platinum ray or ribbon comes down and connects with Karila. And it comes out and connects with you. And feel as the blue ray of Christian goes through the front of your heart and out the back. And it wraps around this whole group until it comes back and connects with your heart once again. Beautiful. And just allow this group heart to form. And just feel, beloved ones, as we send love and light through each of these rays and ribbons to your heart now. And we begin to run the diamond lights, the white, the pink, the golden, and the aqua for each of you now, as they will come down through your crown chakra and down into your body. Your highest self will always regulate the proportions. The white is the base diamond light. It carries the codes of remembrance of who you are on all levels. The pink supports the physical human body. The golden is for healing. And the aqua is to support you in your sovereignty. So see or feel now as all of these rays and ribbons are sending love and light to you, and the diamond lights are flowing into you. Just allow us to fill you up, to receive. Beautiful, beloved ones, beautiful. And see or feel now, as an angelic being joins you on your golden disc. And as you look behind you, you will see 11 rings of angels around the crystal. You will see rings of mythical creatures and rings of ascended masters or enlightened ones. Beautiful. See or feel all of these rings behind you and the various galactic high council members. And we invite you to just receive all of these diamond lights and all of these energies. And those of you new to us, when you are hearing NLRI yawn, it is the energy shifting. And we ask you to look on your screen now. Some of you know this by heart. And we have shared with you that we are keeping the intentions the same for 2024. And so we ask you to repeat them after us. And if you could do it once a day, three repetitions in a row, it would be appreciated. For you are sending these ripples and intentions out into the etherics. And the intention that we are co-creating, all of humanity can opt for a gentle awakening to remember their true divine nature. All of humanity can opt for a gentle awakening to remember their true divine anchor. And thirdly, all of humanity can opt for a gentle awakening to remember their true divine nature. Beautiful, beloved ones, beautiful. Just feel as these energies ripple out through time, through space, through your planet. And just feel as we send more love and more light down to each of you through the purple, the blue, the platinum, and the green rays and ribbons. And just receive. Beautiful. We share with you, as we shared with our heart collective today, that we will be doing two gatherings next year, one online and one in what you call in person. And for those of you that are interested, and we will get these out later, in April, from Sunday the 7th until the 11th, Thursday the 11th will be our first online gathering. And then our intention is in September. The dates are September 22nd to 26th right now. Our intention is to do an in-person gathering. And it is our intention to try to do it in Ontario, and that is in Canada, but it is not yet finalized. And we wanted you, for those of you wishing to attend, we wanted to mark those dates, and we will get the information out as soon as possible. So just continue to receive. And right now, we would ask for a show of hands. How many of you have been feeling the tumultuous or energies that are constantly changing energies? Raise your hands or write in. How many of you are feeling the energetic shifts and the ups and downs of the energies on the planet? Just leave your hands up so we can see them. Beautiful, beautiful. One moment. About half of you. And so what we would like to do today is we would like to continue to fill you up a little bit, to fill up your tank, as you call it. And some of you call it your love tank. That it is hard to move forward if your tank isn't full. And so we would like to take our time together today. And yes, this is planetary because we are supporting the humans. And how many of you would feel it would be a benefit to be filled up with some extra energy and love? One is saying they are having headaches and body aches. Many are feeling extreme tired. So most of you will feel this would be beneficial in some way. Beautiful, beautiful. The more that you can move through these days and weeks and months in a state of peace, a state of stability, the better it is for you and for the planet. And if you have the Divine Stability Platform that Anna Lorai did in June, it was called Embracing Energetic Fitness, we would recommend that you are stepping up onto that platform every day, because the platform makes the planetary waves, the new energies coming onto the planet, a whole lot easier to receive and to work with. All right. So feel now, as we expand the amount of the diamond lights, so rather than a small amount, we start to expand the amount and you get more white, pink, golden and aqua diamond lights now. And if you get knocked out and fall asleep, that is okay. We just have to make sure that Annalarai remains conscious. And yes, these frequencies are strong. Your highest self is regulating the amounts of white, pink, golden, and yellow, aqua, as to what is best for you in the human physical in this now moment. So instead of a small trickle, you are getting quite a large amount. And feel now as we add the peach and the crystal clear diamond light to this cocktail. And the crystal clear diamond light is the energy of the future, the highest potentials. And the peach diamond light is the energy of transformation and alchemical change. And you're receiving all six of these diamond lights in a much higher amount, so to speak. And just allow your physical and etheric bodies to receive these diamond lights. All the diamond lights carry the codes of remembrance of who you are on all levels. And one of the most important energies you can hold in 2024 the most important energy or one of the most important energies you can hold is the vibration of peace. To stay out of the drama, to let things roll off your back, so to speak, and hold that beautiful vibration of peace. So the diamond lights, the white, the pink, the golden, the aqua are all running, as well as the peach and the crystal clear. And we want you to receive now, through the rays and ribbons, the vibrations of peace. Continue to receive the diamond lights, the vibration of peace. If you get knocked out with the high vibrations, that is perfectly fine, beloveds, but of course you should not be driving or walking around in these moments or on your bicycles. Just continue to receive. We share with you that we are running these so strong that it is hard at this moment for Anna Lorai to stay cognizant and to not also fall asleep. And we share with you that whatever you receive, she is receiving a minimum of 10 times that amount so that it can be spread out to each of you. And the vibrations of peace continue to flow. And as we said to you, one of the most important energies in 2024 will be to hold the peace. And the other one that is critical is the vibration of unity consciousness. Some of you refer to this as Christ consciousness. Some of you call it oneness. So see or feel now as that vibration of unity consciousness begins to flow. The diamond lights, the peace, and the unity consciousness vibrations all continue to flow to you. They're not going anywhere else at this point. They are just filling you up. And we think that these vibrations are probably also good for many of you for what you refer to as the holiday season, with the various celebrations of the end of the year, the solstice, Hanukkah, Christmas, and more. It is a time when many families gather, and there is much happening. And so unity consciousness, and the vibrations of peace should assist all of you. Just allow as these vibrations continue to flow into your physical body, into your auric fields, to saturate you, to flow into the chakra system. You can never have too much peace or too much unity consciousness. And we remind you, beloved ones, we remind you that you are welcome to call on the Diamond Lights twice a day, up to 30 consecutive minutes, one of these at bedtime. And we would highly recommend this to support you in your journey of 2024. And of course, should you be able to manage it, when you join our global meditations, you can still do an additional 2 30-minute sessions. So continue to receive. Continue to receive. All you need to do is accept and receive. And feel now as the energies strengthen again, a greater flow of the Diamond Lights of peace and unity consciousness. And the energies flow very strongly. Simply receive. Allow your bodies and your light bodies, your etheric bodies, to just be saturated with these energies. If it becomes too much for you, just let us know and we can lighten it. And from the way that we are seeing the energies move, we would say, beloved ones, that this should probably be listed as a good meditation for bedtime, because it is difficult for most of you to hold the energies. Which is perfect for the sleep time. And the white, the pink, the golden, and the aqua diamond lights continue to flow, the vibrations of peace and unity consciousness continue to flow, all at very intense amounts, filling your auric field, filling your human body. Beautiful, beloveds, continue to hold and simply receive. Simply receive. And we remind you that in the 2024 year, should you not do this already, it will also be important to connect to the light each day, to connect to source energy and your highest selves, to be aware of and manage your frequencies. And by this, we mean to be aware of your thoughts and your words and your actions, because anything that you are going to be thinking and doing and saying will be magnified in the 2024 energies. So those things that are in fear will be magnified, and those things that are in love will be magnified. And so it is much easier on your life to magnify the positive things. And one says, I was thinking this would be perfect for bedtime. It is perfect for this energetic up and down season. So powerful in such a peaceful way. You are most welcome, beloved. Most welcome. Beautiful. Continue to receive peace and unity consciousness. And we invite you to see the beauty of the season. It is all how you choose to look at it, what your perspective is. When you see the joy on little children's faces as they see parcels wrapped or Santa, or we do not understand, but a little elf on the shelf. When you see the magic of the first snowfall, or feel the warmth of the sun, there is so much to celebrate. And Anna Larai will be doing an article about this, but we want you to remember the importance of celebration, especially when things aren't all the way you would wish them to be. To celebrate the wins and the steps that it takes to get there. To celebrate the good days and the little things. It isn't always the big things. Because celebration automatically includes the energy of gratitude. And that is such a powerful vibration, one that you will probably lean on and call on a great deal in the 2024. And just feel as more of this peacefulness and unity consciousness moves through your body, helping to soothe and soften. As you sometimes say, to soften the rough edges. And allow yourself to drift off into either a deep meditation, a deep sleep, a state of relaxation for the physical and mental and emotional and spiritual bodies. In this now moment, there are no worries and no fears, for you are here, held in the vibrations of love and light, of peace and unity consciousness. Just feel, beloved ones, how much we love you. Feel how much we see and honor your magnificence. And how much we want to support you. But we cannot walk your journey for you. Only you can do this. And you have chosen this human incarnation for a variety of experiences, There is no punishment. There is no reward. What you call good and bad are simply experiences that you have chosen, that the soul has chosen. And the peace and the unity consciousness, the diamond lights, the love and the light continue to flow to you and through you, filling you up. And we invite you in this season, no matter your belief system and what you celebrate, whether you celebrate anything or not, or just the changing of the calendar year or the solstice. We invite you to share your hearts with others, to smile and be kind and help others in need. As we have said many times, to be the best human you can be, for it sends ripples beyond what you could possibly imagine. And just a couple more moments of allowing us to download more of this vibration to you. If you don't want another stronger dose, you may just say so now. Those who wish it, feel now as we open the taps even further on the diamond lights, on the vibrations of peace and unity consciousness, on love and light, and simply receive. And each of you is a magnificent being of light. Each of you brings so much to the experience of others here on planet Earth. And we honor and thank you for each of you, for all that you do, whether you realize it or not. For it is just your energy your heart that radiates out to those around you. Continue to receive for this last minute at this beautiful strength. And we would say to put this on in the background when you go to sleep on a low volume after you have heard it once. And then simply allow the energies to overtake you. And gently and slowly now, the vibrations of unity, consciousness, and peace slowly subside. And the diamond lights, the white, the pink, the golden, and the aqua, the peach, and the crystal clear. And they slowly subside. And the vibrations of love and light gently subside. And we ask the Christian one to gently dissolve the group heart with the blue ray. And Karila gently dissolves the platinum ray as Mother Gaia dissolves the green ray. And we ask Anna Larai to now release the purple ray or ribbon. And your golden discs bring you back to your own time and space. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes. And on this beautiful 12-12 day, how are you feeling now, beloved ones? How are you feeling? Maybe you have all drifted off, and that would be perfect. Just perfect, one says. Loved it. Thank you. Now we have our personal spiritual petrol station. Feels great. I'm feeling very, very energized, feeling great and very peaceful, peaceful and blessed, very relaxed, calm and peaceful, beautiful, beautiful. So our intention this day to fill you up, we think has been achieved. We think it has been achieved. And so, beloved ones, we wish you a most blessed week in this beautiful season. We will see you next week. Let us just have Anna Lorai look at the calendar. And next week is the 19th. We are at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And that will be our final meditation of the year. That will be our final global meditation of the year. And we will begin back in January on January 9th. But should you wish a lot, Anna Lorai, on December 30th, will be doing the closing year-end workshop. And we will be present in the background, but there will be much to offer you at that time as we start to bring in and open up energies for you and provide tools and support for this coming year of change. Our love and blessings to each of you. We are the alchemy. Thanks, everybody. Wow. I could go to bed now. I am toast. All right. You're very, very welcome. Have a great rest of your day, your evening, your night, your week. And we look forward to connecting with you next Tuesday. Bye for now.